financial or personal advisor.
Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good morning, everybody, and I hope you're up with us. I'm Dr. Mitch, Irina with me this morning. We talk, look good, feel good, have great sex, the things that you want to basically have to stay healthy. And it's certainly easy to get to us at 855-DR-MITCH, any question you have. That's 855-376-4824. If you remember, 855-DR-MITCH, you'll get through. And if you want to text us, you can easily do that to 561-789-1588. You're listening to CRN1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer 96.1. Good morning, San Diego. Irina, good morning to you, too.
Good morning. How are you?
So good. I'm glad we're here today, and we're going to talk a little bit about minerals. Lioness Pauling made it very clear that pretty much every disease has some sort of mineral deficiency associated with it. And he was obviously a really bright guy that won the Nobel Peace Prize. He basically said almost every disease will have some sort of mineral deficiency that is obvious. Now, it can maybe be the cause of the problem, or perhaps it comes after the problem. But pretty much, I also did an article one time, actually, with a we wrote a chapter in a textbook, Melvin Werbach, who is a UCLA professor. I don't know if he's still working, but we wrote a chapter for a book that was coming out by a guy by the name of Dr. Novi. It was a textbook for doctors. And one of the chapters, and inside one of the chapters he and I wrote, we looked at micronutrient deficiencies. And we pretty much start off as a baby is having sort of a full tilt. We're perfectly, we've got all the nutrients that our body requires. And then what happens over time, and I don't know, by the way, if that's true anymore, because we're now seeing so much toxicity in babies, I'm not sure that infants are not being born with nutrient deficiencies. What do you think?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I don't know, because we don't really test for it, do we?
No, you don't. We don't really test kids, but we assume you start off your life with no score against you. But I don't think that is actually true, and I think you're right. When they look at cord blood from the baby, the umbilical cord blood, they find at least 200 different chemicals from mercury down the line in babies that are toxic. And these are found pretty much by the Environmental Working Group. It's very expensive, by the way, to assay for even one of these toxicity. It's like $10,000 an assay, but we know about 200. There could be 220,000 for all I know. We don't know. But just for the sake of perhaps a logic for our discussion today, we should look at that when you're born, you really have very little micronutrient abnormality. And as we get older, that gets more steep. Now, we go down these different levels from what we call a marginal deficiency, and we go through something called a functional deficiency, and then we go into something where there's really basically an overt deficiency. And the point of this morning is that the difference between the place where we have just that deficiency, where we don't see any overt signs, but, oh, I just tired, I'm fatigued, and the distance between that and something that's fatal is only one step away. We're going to talk a lot about that. We come back, we're going to talk about a new article that someone wrote that shows that this particular mineral puts to shame all of the different antidepressants. You're going to want to hear about it. 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. Give us a call. CRN1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. And, of course, text us to 561-789-1588. We're waiting for your call, your text. We'll be right back after these messages.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Good morning, America. This is Dr. Mitch Irina with you, talking look good, feel good, and have great sex. We're here for you, and no judgment in the show whatsoever. You can call about any question you might have. It's easy to do by dialing 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824, and you can text to 561, it's 561-789-1588. And, of course, we're live right now. And we're talking about minerals and what minerals may do for your body. So one of the things that you should be aware of is that the difference between a deficiency and that is minor, mind you, where you have what those symptoms that you go to a doctor for that we call, you know, sort of unremarkable. They're in between. I'm fatigued. I don't feel as good as I used to. I don't lose weight as easily. I just don't feel up to myself. I'm not thinking as clearly. That minimal stuff, which normally a doctor waves their hand and says, oh, you're just getting older. Forget about it. You know, that kind of thing. There's nothing I can do. Well, that area of deficiency of a mineral lies within one little inch of it becoming a fatal disorder. So you understand that when someone gets to that stage, there's a problem, which always takes me to the adage that I always say, if you have a symptom, there is no such thing as it being normal. If you didn't have that problem before when you were younger, then for sure you do not have anything now, it would not be proper to have it. So just remember, if you have something, don't let the doctor wave their hand. They need to take a look into these mineral deficiencies. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Can you just talk about what is a mineral and what is micronutrient? Is it the same thing? Is it, what's the difference?
Yeah,
because we do test for some stuff.
Yeah, yeah. A micronutrient is, you know, nutrients that you require in well, let's distinguish it, first of all, between a macronutrient and micronutrient. Both are necessary for the proper functioning human body. The macronutrients, everyone knows because they talk about it all the time, a carbohydrate, a protein, and a fat. The micronutrients are required for healthy body and cellular working, but in very small quantities. So when we talk about B12, it's a vitamin, but it is considered a micronutrient. Today, we're looking at minerals, you know, calcium, magnesium, etc. They are the micronutrients, but they're micro minerals. They're minerals that we require. And then there are trace minerals.
I was just going to.
Yeah, I saw your face.
Yeah.
They're trace minerals. They're in a subcategory of the minerals. They're like in very small quantities, like things that are in seawater. Like, for example, you need vanadium, but very little bit in comparison to how much magnesium you require every day, for example. And we should talk about magnesium for a moment, because magnesium is one of the minerals that the body requires, and about 400 different chemical reactions per second actually occur because of the presence of magnesium. So not having it, you know, some people, you ask someone, what happens if you don't have magnesium? Most will go, I don't know. Those of older will say, oh, I get cramps, you know.
How about your heart stops?
Yeah, how about your heart doesn't work? You know, little things like that that you require. But one that you probably didn't realize is a study that was written and talked about on Plus One. Plus One's an online journal that's considered a very impressive online journal that physicians and heart and health professionals read. And it talks about the role of magnesium in supplementation in the treatment of depression. Now, to give you an idea, and I think everyone listening knows that somewhere in their life they've had depression, they estimate at least 3 million cases a year of depression in the United States, and as high as 350 million worldwide. I think I can't say that there's anyone I know that's not had a bout of depression. They don't have to have it for a long time. Some people have long, but do you know anyone that's never had depression?
No, I don't think so. No. But I think they are talking more about the depression that lasts longer.
The chronic, endogenous, the chronic, yeah. So they were looking at things and things. It's a very, it's the conventional medicine is first line just treatment. There are newly approved injected drugs for after being pregnant. It costs $34,000 a year, $16 billion global a year in actual, things like this and around the world. And of course, these drugs are supposed to help people feel better, everything else. But they found in a study on this plus one study, which is really exciting, that magnesium is not only safe, of course, unless you take a huge truckload of it. It's affordable. It's easily gotten to. Obviously, doesn't make the drug companies happy because they're not going to make a dime on it. But who cares? But they found in this study, if someone used a placebo, it means nothing, versus a magnesium chloride, 245 to 248 milligrams, which is not even, that a lot of magnesium for 6 weeks, the symptoms of depression improved significantly. They basically said that it worked, if not as good, better for mild to moderate depression in adults. It works quickly. It's well tolerated. I mean, the worst thing you can have is if you take too much is diarrhea. But I think that's a very impressive study, and I think that's important for people to know, no matter where they are, that they have the opportunity to try something so inexpensive when they're down in the dumps. And I don't see any psychiatrist ever writing magnesium.
No, of course not.
I mean,
they don't really know much. And you know what? There is also different type of magnesium, right? So the one that's the... In the hospital, there was only one type, was magnesium oxide, I think.
The magnesium oxide that they have, that's the elemental. They used, a different magnesium in this case, but it doesn't matter. Pretty much most of the magnesium, I like citrate. I think it's gets pretty much to be absorbed. Magnesium chloride is fine, too. They have taurate. They have glycinate. They have a whole bunch of spartate. But the truth is, for this, any of the ones that get into the body well, which I would suggest either a citrate form, a spartate, which gets into the cell well, is going to give you the answer for this. So being depressed, you may, in the early stages, or if you're mild to moderate depression, instead of taking a drug, which basically doesn't work after a while, or taking more and more of it, or spending your money on something very expensive, or getting side effects from these drugs, like, being sleepy, not feeling well, not thinking clearly, you have magnesium, which is, by the way, involved in learning, too, and getting you to think and everything else. Kind of neat, don't you think?
Yes, and it's a simple test to ask your doctor to run, right? Because, I mean, that's not a what we call a trace mineral, which are sometimes difficult to measure. But magnesium is
very
easy test to order and to
very easy
to replete if not where it's supposed to be.
And I don't think that we went far. I said that there were 400 reactions that magnesium is needed for. I didn't talk about the other things that magnesium does. But when we come back, we'll talk about the other things magnesium do. Let's get into a little bit of iodine. Let's get into some of these nutrients, these what we call macro minerals, to give people some idea of what we can do and how we can help them. But you have to participate in this show. You got to call and tell us what your symptoms or what things you're going through, and we'll talk about something we can do to consider for yourself to help you. If any question is on the table, our number is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. You can also text us to 561-789-1588. It's simple to do that. And just, we're here for you up until, I guess it will be 10 o'clock your time, I guess, or 7 o'clock your time. CRN One Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's time to leave the cocoon. No more rain and cold weather. Enjoy the deliciousness of Columbo's. It's not just the delightful and tender steaks, the to-die-for fish specialties. Columbo Family Italian Specialties, along with jazz every night and the world's greatest meatballs. It's the feeling you get at Columbo's. It's easy, friendly, not fawning, and so far away from Beverly Hills prices, it makes for, oh yes, experience. It's easy, and don't we all need a large dose of easy and enjoy? Don't deny yourself and the family. It really is good times central. That's why you have got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Welcome back. Dr. Mitch, Irina with me, of course, and we're talking look good, feel good, have great sex. Lori just popped in on a text message, and you know it's easy to do at 561-789-1588, 561-789-1588, if you like to text. And, of course, we love when you call, too, because otherwise Mike, our board operator, producer on Sundays, gets very lonely and starts carrying on crying, and I have to give him magnesium for his depression. So the number there is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. It's the same number. So come on, San Diego, you're awake. Give us a call and let's talk about this. Lori said, you know, there's hepatitis going around A, we're talking about. That's typically, you know, moved around and spread by food handlers here in West Palm Beach, where we're transmitting from today. So the food handlers usually bring it around. It's easily spread. It is the self-limiting hepatitis, but it can turn you yellow. It makes you quite sick. It can last for 30 days. I wouldn't tell you it's something you want to contract. And there is a vaccine for it. And Lori asks, she was vaccinated for Hep A in 2008. Is it still good? And the answer is no. It's only good for 10 years. They figure 10 years out of it. And again, it depends on age. The older you are, The shorter will last because the body's memory and immune system doesn't work as functionally. And that's part of the reason why the flu vaccine doesn't work in older folks, because the immune function's not as good. So the people that need it the most tend not to work the most. And it makes a lot of sense, right? But we push it. But Lori, the answer is Hep A probably wore off in 2018. And since we're in 19, you're on the cusp. There is a likelihood that you still have, you know, some antibodies running around and that they could still work. The way a vaccine works, by the way, so you know, is not that you have millions of different antibodies running around. So the minute it comes in, boom, it goes crazy. Actually, there's very few, maybe one or two of the sensitized lymphocytes, blood cells, that white blood cell. And when it sees hepatitis A, for example, it says, that's a foreigner, that's a foreign army, and then tells their friends, basically, and you clone. Your body will clone millions of these lymphocytes that can go to war for you. So it's like having one little scout around, and that scout goes, hey, it looks like there's a problem, and then suddenly the army, the babies come up within, you know, hours to a day. So probably you're on the cusp. Are you still safe? Probably not, because according to literature, it's 10 years. However, since it was 2008, you may or may not want to look at revaccination. If it's heavy in the area, you'd like to go out to eat, which you probably do, that would be an issue. But thank you so much for that information, and especially for the question. That's what we do. Dr. Mitch, call us, 855-DR-MITCH, or 855-376-4824. And don't forget to go to our website, because you can always ask a question there. And that's imconsult.us. And there's lots of great information always there, too. That's imconsult.us. We were talking about magnesium previously, and we talked about how it's a role in depression, if you remember. But its role in so many things are important. One of them is in atrial fibrillation. There are lots of studies that show that magnesium supplementation reduces atrial fibrillation either by itself or in combination with conventional drug agents. So it is an important part. Now, our brother-in-law, is in the hospital right now, just had a valve replaced. He's going in and out of atrial fib. My sister's all upset because they can't get him back out of the hospital. She wants him home. It's an hour and a half drive. In any case, I don't blame her and I don't blame him. He's starting to get depressed. Well, what could be better with the depression and with the atrial fib? Now, remember, I asked my sister, tell the doctor in the hospital, and this is a major hospital in Philadelphia, check magnesium red blood cell. Now, the reason I said magnesium red blood cell, because magnesium occupies the inside of the cell as a nutrient, a macronutrient, alongside of zinc and, of course, potassium. And measuring just the plain magnesium may not give you the right, you know, right answer. So magnesium should be measured that way. And what did the doctor, when she asked the doctor say?
Not too good. Do it because it's probably expensive.
Right. Didn't pay.
Right.
They didn't need to do that. Somehow we go through medical school. The first few weeks we learn about the physiology of these nutrients. Suddenly, because the drug companies aren't pushing it, we forget how God made our body work. What a sin. That's a sin. 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824, or text us to 561-789-1588. We have the questions and the answers. We're here for you. CRN1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Zoe Saldana adds her voice to the animated Missing Link film and says this about the story.
There's something really fantastic about your lead character being the most flawed of all the characters in the story. And that lesson that this character learns, not only is it most rewarding for that character, but it is most rewarding for you. And by the end of the journey, you're proud of him.
Missing Link, rated PG in theaters April 12th. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It was early last week that I felt as though there was going to be a cold coming on. what I did is increase my intake schedule earlier in the day. And 2 days later, all symptoms gone. So, that was my first real battleground test to see, okay, let's see what this can do. Outside of that, I feel better all health. I noticed another lift that's as yet. His stuff is coming on. I've had people come up to me and say, hey, you know, are you brainwashed by this? I said, no, nothing like that whatsoever. I said, it just simply works.
When you call, use discount code FLASH, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FLASH.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
So we're talking about magnesium. We're going to talk about all the minerals, but we really haven't given you enough information on magnesium, which I think is imperative. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show. Irina, my wife, and sidekick here, co-host, are you with me, which is great. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And, of course, you're welcome to text us to 561-789-1588. First, let me tell you about magnesium, which, if you just joined the show, is one of the most important minerals that are inside the cell. The problem with magnesium is that we measure it inappropriately. The one we measure typically is the plain serum magnesium. And that's not good because magnesium on a routine blood test is not indicative of the magnesium status. It doesn't work really that well. Magnesium is in different areas of the body. 31% of it is intracellularly, which means it's inside the cell. So measuring it in the serum is not measuring in the cell. Okay, so unless you do a red blood cell magnesium, which measures what's in the cell, you can't tell. That's number one. Number two, only about 2% is measurable in the extracellular space. So when you're measuring magnesium by a plain blood test, you're only measuring the 2%. That's it. And 67% in the bone. So with that kind of information, you have to realize the test that's normally done is not going to give you enough information. I said clearly before that the heart rate atrial fibrillation, which is an abnormal heart rate, which is very common, magnesium should be immediately instituted because there's many, many studies that show that either by itself or in combination with other medications works better. We also know that low magnesium actually predict overall mortality in cardiovascular disease, in heart and stroke. Overall mortality, all cause. Okay, so therefore, magnesium gives many protective effects. It's extremely important. It keeps the blood pressure down. It keeps the arteries from spasm. It's antithrombotic. It stops clots from forming. The heart muscle cells are dense in the mitochondria and 100 times more cells than the typical skeletal muscle. This is where the energy is made, and magnesium is required to produce the ATP, which is the energy. That's an acronym for adenosine triphosphate. A little over your head, don't worry. Just know that if you don't have magnesium, the heart muscle cannot perform properly. So looking at that and looking at the cause of most heart disease, which is diabetes type 2, it's extremely extremely common. They feel in most studies somewhere between 14 and 50%, according to a 2007 survey, that people are magnesium deficient. So that's part of the problem when we see diabetics as well. So pretty much, you're not taking magnesium, you're over 40, 50 years old, you have atrial fibrillation, you have diabetes, any heart disease, there's a huge mistake. And for those of you who actually have migraine headaches, pretty much they've shown the combination of magnesium and L-carnitine, magnesium and L-carnitine should be instituted immediately because pretty much it reduces the intensity and the frequency of pretty much all migraine headaches, regardless of what medication they're taking. And outside of that, if you want a mineral that will help you as far as aging, you might consider magnesium as one of them. They found that the cardiovascular aging occurs 10 times faster, 10 times faster in the event that magnesium supplementation is not there. And so it helps with sleep and stabilizing your DNA and DNA replication, et cetera, et cetera. So
it's a muscle relaxer, right? We can look at it like that.
And a muscle relaxer. It's an anti-aging muscle relaxer. Helps the mitochondria, helps the heart, helps the brain, helps everything, and helps people take out of what he caught. And the problem is, which is disturbing to me, is when I said to, for example, my sister, my brother-in-law who had the operation, our brother-in-law, and then they said his heart's irritated, which is not uncommon, by the way, after a surgery of that nature. Because you irritate, you know, you're moving the heart around. If you don't have enough magnesium, that's an issue. So instead of answering, get a red blood cell magnesium. Remember, when you measure this magnesium in general, you're only looking at 2% of the magnesium store in the body. How can the world, can you make a determination if you need it in intracellular and the heart muscle needs it to create ATP? So it just shows the ignorance of the residents and the doctors of this hospital.
But anyway, I think that even if they only order the regular magnesium and you look at the scale, which say within normal limits, it will have a range.
Right.
As long as you are on the high side of the range, you can, I guess, assume that your levels are appropriate because a lot of doctors will not order red blood cell magnesium in the hospital setting. I've never seen it in a hospital setting.
Right. I haven't either. Unfortunately, But don't you think at least they should put some on and give him some, and at least check the regular one? We would hope to do that. You're listening to Dr. Mitch Irina here. We're talking about minerals. And I guess the next most potent, important mineral that that everyone always talks about is calcium. And I want to make it very clear from the very beginning, taking too much calcium, I say more than 500 milligrams. New article says definitely no more than 1,000. Everyone thinks that, you know, for osteoporosis, you need to take calcium to make your bones strong. It's so far from the truth. Calcium is not the cause of the disease. The cause of the disease is the loss of the calcium from bone because of the disease. It isn't the disease itself. And, you know, taking diuretics, yes, you can lose calcium. Taking a lot of vitamin C, it's a weak chelator. If you're taking massive doses, you can lose vitamin C. If you're taking a birth control pill, you can lose vitamin C. You can lose, I'm sorry, calcium. But on most occasions, eating a good green diet and, you know, eating the proper things like spinach and so forth, you'll get enough cancer.
Calcium, you mean?
Enough calcium. So we're going to talk about why calcium too much is a problem. And most people are taking way too much. So if you're taking calcium supplements, you better look at it again seriously. And if you listen right after the break, you'll find out why. 855-DR-MITCH. Give us a call, 855-376-4824. That's how you get us. Or text to 561-789-1588. You're listening to CRN One Talk Radio. We're also San Diego. Welcome and good morning. AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature. Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. Dr. Mitch Irina here. Look good, feel good, have great sex. We take your call. It's easy. Just give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Someone listening in San Diego, Gene, is on the line. Let's pod Gene up. Mike, please. Hi, Gene. Good morning this early morning, and welcome to the Dr. Mitch Show.
And thank you so much for being there for all of us. I have a question about cellulitis. I got an infection in my leg, and the doctor told me it is cellulitis. It got all red, and my leg had a fever in it. And I'm very, very careful about what I eat. I'm 80, almost 86, and I'm still teaching every day. But this really knocked me for a loop.
And it can. And wow, God bless you to still be teaching every day. That's a wow. That's, you're my hero for the week. That's for certain, sure, Gene. But cellulitis can occur in pretty much anybody. You see, there's bacteria all over our body, on the outside, on the inside. We live in a synergistic, what we call, relationship with the bacteria. As a matter of fact, it helps us. It helps us in many ways stay healthy. It keeps us healthy. Now, on the,
that's,
but the bacteria,
sure,
it does. But the bacteria in one part of the body does not belong in another. Now, let me give you an example of what happened in your case. So you have that bacteria on your, let's say, your leg where you got the cellulitis, and then either you had an itch, you scratched it, or an insect bit you and took that bacteria, which normally lives on the skin in a, like we said, a synergistic relationship, because we have a microbiome or bacteria of the skin, and now it went underneath the skin, and in that subcutaneous tissue, it doesn't belong there, and it's set up housekeeping. And if your circulation isn't amazingly good, and even if it is sometimes, it may make no difference, a infection occurs, and that will turn your leg red and hot as you have, and painful sometimes. And of course, that has to be treated with antibiotics, because that bacteria now has invaded an area where it didn't belong. And of course, it could turn into an abscess, it can get worse, but most of the time, with good treatment, by keeping warm soaks on it, taking an antibiotic, and, you know, just being careful not to get bit or scratch an area, it should go away. Has yours gone away now? Is it gone?
Well, I wish you could see it. It certainly looks better than it did. However, it doesn't look like it's completely gone, and until that happens, I'm not really happy about that.
I don't blame you. There is a substance that we use in professional settings. I use in my office a lot for folks like you. The fact it's going away is a good sign. It's called Argentin 23, A-R-G-E-Y-N-T, or Argentin, T-E-N, T-Y-N.
Y-N-T.
Irina, spell it, because I... Yeah, it's A-R. I'm so sorry. A-R.
G-E-N-T-Y-N.
23. And,
E-Y-N.
And,
okay, A-R. G-E-Y-N. And what is it, 23?
Yes, it's called Argentin 23. And, Gene, if you go to the website, imconsult.us, which is I-M... CONSULT.US. That's the whole thing. You'll be able to find it. Yes, I am.
ULT is.
Yeah, like I am consult.
I was.
That's all right. I do it again for you. It's not. Yeah, let me do that again for you.
CONSULT.US.
Perfect. You'll find it there. And if you just keep it wet and spray that area 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, you can't overdo it. You can ask your doctor. There's no way you could hurt yourself with it. There's no side effects ever seen. But because it's a nanoparticularized substance, meaning that in one drop there are 300 million particles, something we can't even think of, it will go through the skin and it will go into that underneath and it will kill any of the bacteria that's underneath there. And if you just keep it wet, it works when it's wet. It doesn't work if it dries. So you just keep doing it. You won't overdo it. You should be able to completely knock this out. And if it's okay with your doctor, of course, I would highly suggest it, because I highly suggest it to my patients when they have this issue. Then you won't have to worry anymore. And if you ever get a bite or scratch down there, you could spray it on. It will never hurt you. It's that easy to use.
Now, is that something that has to be prescribed, or can I buy it?
You could go right to the imconsult.us, and you can buy it right there if you choose.
Oh, okay. I'm fairly, Your program is new to me, and I'm not very acquainted with it, but I'm absolutely delighted that you are here in San Diego, and I wish you were here all morning.
Aw, you're so sweet. Well, thank you. We could do that, but then we would have nothing else we could do all day if we were there all morning. But thank you for saying that, Gene. You're a doll. And thank you for listening to the show. We're here for you, and I hope we can help you as much as possible.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. God bless, Gene. I'm Dr. Mitch. We're coming right back at 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. Give us a call just like Gene did. We're here to help you. 855-DR-MITCH, and or you could text to 561-789-1588. CRN1 Talk Radio, or like Gene, AM 1170 The Answer, or 96.1 FM. We love being here for you. Just give us a call. We'll talk. How much time do I got before the break? 10 seconds. That's it. Ah, we've got plenty of time. We'll be right back. Dr. Mitch. Look good, feel good, have great sex.
Come to RegenitiveMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenitiveMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenitive, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We're back. Dr. Mitch here with Irina, and we've got two callers. We need to get to them before the end of the show. Mike Potup, Mary from San Diego. Mary, welcome, and thank you for joining us today. How can we help you?
Well, I've been told to take calcium and magnesium. Now, I don't know whether calcium citrate and magnesium citrate, is that the best calcium to take, and how many milligrams?
Well, Mayor, both of them are good. Both the citrate forms are good. But here's my problem. Magnesium, for sure, I think you should take. And if you're going to take a calcium magnesium, always, always make sure the ratio is 2 to 1. 2 magnesium to 1 calcium. Always. But there's new studies that show that calcium is a problem with heart disease and with cancer. What do we look at for when we do a mammography of the breast? We're looking for calcification, pancreatic cancer, calcification of the pancreas. So too much calcium is a problem. As a matter of fact, a new study just showed, and I'll talk about it on our next show on Tuesday, basically, or next Thursday, shows that if you take calcium, you're going to have a problem with an increase more than 53% of getting a cancer. So you should get your calcium from the foods you eat. There's zero increase in cancer if you're getting it from the foods. With supplement, there is. So talk to the person that said you should take both. Look mostly towards magnesium. And if you still feel you should take both, always 2 to 1. Does that help you?
Well, so is 1,000 milligrams too many then of calcium?
Oh, yes, way too much, because if you're eating greens and you're eating other foods like sardines, etc., you'll get more calcium than you require and probably only need.
How about 500? Is that good?
That's enough. Yeah. That would be okay. 500 or less, you're good. And take 1,000 of magnesium with it.
Magnesium? How many?
1,000. Yeah, if you're going to take the 500, I would take 1,000 of the magnesium. That would maintain that 2 to 1 ratio.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, because I've had 3 different doctors tell me 3 different things, and I'm so confused, I don't know what to do.
What I told you is right, and at least you can know you're talking to the person that writes the textbook. So I can tell you that's the best thing to do, and there's a lot, just so you know, every single cancer uses calcium to grow. So be cautious with the amount of calcium and increase your magnesium. I appreciate so much. Thank you, Mary, for calling.
Well, could I ask you one more thing?
Yeah, if you do it real quick, because we have one other caller I have to get in. Go ahead, sweetie, go.
Is the citrate the best in the magnesium?
It depends what you're trying to do, but I like citrate because it helps the bowels to keep moving, and yes, it's very well absorbed. So if you're doing the citrate and your bowels are moving good, it's not too fast, it is a great choice usually.
Thank you very much. I so appreciate you.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you so much for listening from San Diego. Dr. Mitch here. Let's go to Al, please. Mike Pod Al up. Let's see if we can get him in. Al, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Yeah, doctor, I haven't stopped sneezing since the early part of February, and it's gotten a lot better, but it still won't go away. It's like half of a cough and half of a sneeze.
Yeah, you're probably got something in your nose, either an allergen, something you're allergic to, maybe mold. Take a look around your environment where you're living, because if you have rugs, get rid of them. If you have fans on, turn them off. If it's worse in dark, it's probably mold. That Argentin 23 that you can look at in a nasal spray, go to imconsult.us. Put 4 sprays in each nostril and sniff it back. You could do it 5, 6, 7, 10 times a day if it's okay with your doctor. That's going to really help make a difference. Lots of vitamin C and lots of quercetin. I wish I had more time to talk to you, Al. I will. If you just go to imconsult.us and write a note, I'll be able to get to you and give you more information. I appreciate so much your calling. We're running out of time, but we love being here for you. Irina, thank you so much for being here. And until next time, we hope that you'll give us a call. Listen to us. San Diego, have a great day. Rest of the country, you too, of course. I'm Dr. Mitch. God bless everyone. I love you, Mom. We'll see you next time. I'm Dr. Mitch.